A central Pennsylvania mayor's racist Facebook posts prompted public backlash and resignation demands from every corner, including the governor, and it put the 4,500-person borough of West York on the map. Pennsylvanians also have been reminded that they have limited options for removing an elected official from power. How limited? Keystone Crossroads' Emily Previty looked into it and found Pennsylvania's rules are among the most restrictive in the country.
The posts at Focus include one from June of a photo of a monkey saying it is a picture of Michelle Obama. Another references lynching the president. And yet another describes racism as white's justified anger. West York Mayor Charles Wasco is still in office, although he's started bargaining with borough council over a possible resignation. Their discussion is expected to come to some sort of conclusion at tonight's council meeting. The last one was 2 weeks ago. Wasco never showed up.
Ms. Mayor needs to resign.
This is a borough council meeting. I expect him to be here. So if he is so proud to stand by his statements, then he should be proud to face you.
I mean, it made me think, don't they give psyche vows for these positions around here?
Lifelong resident Elijah Cross, York County NAACP President Sandra Thompson, and James Johnson, a Baltimore transplant, all were in the spillover crowd of nearly 150 people a couple weeks ago. It's anyone's guess whether tonight's meeting will get the same turnout, or if Wasco will attend. Municipal attorney Matthew Battersby says he doesn't exactly have to.
And that's a problem because, you know, we do not, you know, have a call to remove anybody from office just for not showing up.
As mayor, Wasco's not especially powerful. He's unpaid, votes only to break a tie, and has some control over the police department. Pay, powers, and duties for local elected officials vary among the state's 2,500 municipalities. But one consistency is elected leaders cannot be removed from office unless the state legislature gets involved.
They have to have a notice and a full hearing, and then two-thirds of the Senate have to vote on it.
Utah and Mississippi are the only other states with rules that strict, but there's quite a continuum. Political scientist and William and Mary professor John McGlennon says in Western states, people tend to have more direct control over removing elected officials from power. He says this pattern is tied to the progressive movement at the turn of the 20th century. It was based in the West and the upper Midwest. Officials themselves had to support increasing their own accountability. So if the problem is corruption,
it's easier to adopt the reforms in places where the problem isn't greatest. Places like Pennsylvania, which were at that time pretty heavily dominated by special interests, had very little interest in changing.
Over a century later, recall policies vary widely, and McGlennon says some are arguably too permissive.
If anybody can bring a recall petition for any reason, can really create a chilling effect on decision makers who have to make what are sometimes unpopular choices.
McGlennon says tough calls as commonplace as tax hikes have led to recalls in some states. But sometimes it's something more surprising and location specific.
We've even had cases where public officials have been recalled because they supported public policies like banning of the wearing of furs in a ski resort town in Colorado.
In Pennsylvania, no reason is good enough. But it doesn't stop some municipalities from having recall ordinances on the books anyway. They're just not enforceable because the state constitution sets out the removal process, and that's impeachment by state lawmakers.
I've never actually seen that done in the past 30 years I've been practicing law. You know, they've never gone that far up the line, shall I say.
Since 1979, there have been 22 different bills proposed to change the Constitution to allow for local recall elections. But local government organizations in Pennsylvania say local recall and removal aren't legislative priorities. Emily Previty, Keystone Crossroads.